we finished Shmoneh Esrei, and we are... The thing I would like to do next after Shmoneh Esrei is Tachnun. Tachnun is really not a very well understood tefillah, and yet Al Pi Kabbalah it's very important. But let's try to learn a little bit. First of all, there are two things. Two akdamas. Where does it? What is Tachnun? If you'll take a look at different sidurim, there are some very different prokim that are said. There are at least three different prokim that are used for Tachnun. So Tachnun is not a specific tefillah. We have two mentions in Shas about something as follows. It says in one place, the Gemara says that Rebbe Lezer Hyrcanus, when he had his fight with the Chachamim, his sister's Bat Gamliel, she didn't let him fall Tachnun. She didn't say fall Tachnun, she said that she didn't let him nuffle a'apayhu. She did not let him fall on his face to daven, because that's a very powerful tefillah, and once he got messed up, and that's where he was misfallen, and he died, and so on and so forth. That's one mention. And then there's a mention in Gemara Megillah of that an Adam God, somebody came to a place and he didn't fall Tachnun, because it was a stone floor, and his minig was to fall Bishrei Ragaim. That's the only two mentions of Tachnun in Shas. The Rambam describes Tachnun like this. He brings Chazaras HaShatz. It's Perek Tes Halacha Hei. Ve'acha sheyashlim kol ha'tfilah. After the Shatz finishes the tefillah, Yeshev, he sits down. Ve'yipol al panav, and he falls on his face. Ve'yat me'at, hu, ve'chol ha'tzibur. He and the entire tzibur together. Ve'yischanen, and he asks bakoshes. Ve'hu nofel while he's down. Ve'yeshev, ve'gbi ha'roish v'shar om. Mischanen ma'at b'kol Rami Yushev. Then you daven a little bit sitting. So if somebody were to ask us, what is Tachnun? The answer is, Tachnun is a seder of tefillah with nefilas apayim. In other words, davening while your head is down. And what you daven is almost immaterial. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't even tell us what to daven. The Rambam's seder is that there's a hatoya, and the Rambam also says that you mischanin a little bit when your head is down, you mischan a little bit when you're sitting, and you mischan when you get up. That's tachnun. I know it comes as a surprise, but there are different tachnunim that were kavua and none of them are akif. So point one is just understanding what tachnun is. Tachnun is a separate seder at tefillah bin nefilas apayim. That's what it's called in halacha. It's called nefilas apayim for that reason. Let's take a look over here in the sheets. Let's take a look in Rabbeinu Bechaya on page 338. Vayiplu al pneihem. So Rabbeinu Bechaya is in Chumash. It says Vayiplu al pneihem. It says Mikan nefilas apayim betfilah. That's a marker that there's a tzuris atfilah benefilas apayim. Veda ki inyan nefilas apayim betfilah v'shalosh kavanis. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, so once we're defining the tefillah as being nefilas apayim, we need to describe what's the point of davening with your face down. Well, what does that express? Ha'achas l'mayra shchina. One of them is a certain sense of mayra shchina. In other words, it's something that vashenis laharis tsar vachno. It's tsar vachno. Vashlishis laharis asiris chusha v'bitla gashaisa. So we're going to... So he'll describe and discuss each one. Ha'achas l'moira shchina. Now, lefkidei sheyislabish bezebusha utznius ki kisu aponim idarka nova b'ishes. The first one is when a person is embarrassed, when a person is embarrassed in the sense of being overawed, you try to hide your face. You try to keep a low profile. A person, when he gets embarrassed, turns red. It's So when a person is in a situation where he feels uncomfortable because of he's overawed, the natural reaction to that is hiding your face. And this is, we have it by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Ki yore bilahavit. Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to look. And that was, it says, b'schus that, he was zocha to panim al panim. So why all of a sudden do we remind ourselves in middle of Shemayin Esra, or middle of Tefillah? Ulefi shekavona samispalo shashchina kinegdoi ukeinyan shekosu. Shivis Hashem negisomit lekach tiknu b'tachsisei atfilah kisui aponim. V'akol yiras Hashem yisbarach. Kinyan shekosu b'moyshe v'yisose moyshe ponov ki yorim mehabit olekim. So, if the tefillah's tachnun is a natural and echreyachtika siyum to Shemayin Esra. If a person understands by Shemayin Esra that he was standing face to face, kaviyachol, that the person is oimed lifnei amelach, then at some point the person should start feeling very uncomfortable. In other words, as long as I have to say Shemayin Esra, I have a chiyuv to say Shemayin Esra. But my reaction to seeing the melech should be something where I fall back. I want to point out, I want to focus a little bit on this because it has broader ramifications. It says by the mysterious that Sile Ha'eda Leshalach Yadam. It says that Vayochlu, Vayishtu, Vayechsu. They ate, they drank, and they saw the Shechina Kaviyachol. So the understanding closest to Pshat is there was a certain gasus ruach in that kirva. In other words, kirva takarish baruch hu should generate a sense of awe. And if it doesn't, then the kirva, then adarabah, the person is worse off than he was before. If a person, let's give an example. Let's say a person has a role model of sorts, that this person is a big ilu and you should learn from him. Take a look at how much he knows, take a look at whatever. So when you bring the person closer, and a person is a little bit oimed on the other person's, wow, this person is culinary cool and so on and so forth, the reaction that I'm expecting, if the connection is right, is humility. I should feel very, very humble from it. If the connection creates in me, yeah, I know him, you know, I call him Yankel, you know, like kind of, where, what do you mean you call him Yankel? This person, you're nothing compared to him. If the familiarity breeds a certain, if the closest breeds a familiarity, then you are getting the hefek of the toelis. If the kirbus alokim creates a nefilas apayim, then that's the appropriate hagasha. If I was standing lifnei Hashem, so I should feel overawed. Every part of me that's insignificant, every part of me that's flawed, insignificant, should sort of recoil. And the philosophayim is the right. The kirva is productive if it brought about in me a philosophayim. If the kirva brought about in me a haughtiness, a smugness, a comfortable self. Then it's opposite of what it's supposed to do. So the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, because he was Yorim Elahabit. If someone else was to tell us, you know, here, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here. So if the reaction is that I can't bear to look, then I'm zeich, then having that connection, panim al panim, is an appropriate connection. Masha Einkein, if the person only says to himself, well, we're on good terms, so then it's counterproductive. If it's vayochel vayishku vayechsu, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a gasas or ruach, then adrab, it became a samamavas chasashal. I want to extend it to one more place, a little bit off topic and fill, but I think it's very, very important. Klal Yisrael has healthy instincts about who are the people that are worthy and who are not the people that are worthy. One of the, so obviously Yediyas HaTorah and you know, Yediyas HaTorah and being able to learn and so on and so forth is a very, very important component of who we choose to look up to. But there's a second part, and there have been many people through the ages, and people I knew that were not, possibly not less brilliant than other people, who people shunned or just didn't relate to. And one of the key tests is, what did this knowledge do to the person? What did his Talmud Chacham do to the person? If it creates a humility in the person, then especially if the humility is commensurate to the learning, then that's a big person. In other words, because the person, if a person, let's say, works very hard on a Rambam, and it takes him a day to figure out a Rambam, a full day, put in 24 hours, and a full day he put into Rambam, and now he knows Pshat. So one reaction is, haha, and one reaction is, wow, I spent a day learning a halach in the Rambam until I finally figured it out. So to learn through the entire Rambam and understand each halacha would take me all my days, and the Rambam did it in 10 years. Incredible. I mean, I feel extremely humbled. Both of them are reactions that come from it. One of them means that the Torah became a samchayim. If the bigger and the more a person understands, the more humble he is. That's godless, because the Torah that he's learned became leverage for a tefisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond le'elo, because from what I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out, I see Olam HaSadein Seif, and this is only a speck versus the person who becomes haughty because it and attaches it to himself. It's something that's across the board. Let's go out of Torah a minute. A scientist unravels. A scientist discovers DNA. So one look is, okay, we just about cracked the Bria, and we're about to become masters of the world. That's one reaction, and I must admit it's the most common one. And there's another reaction where, my gosh, in a tiny speck, there are billions of lines of code, and this is only what I was aiming on. And there's so much more waiting there, I feel less and less significant and more and more overawed. Same thing, and two completely different reactions to it. The part of the measurement of a gadol is a person who's obviously needs to have, needs to be chacham gadol, but also the person needs to become awed by it. So when a person is standing and davening, if my davening was real and sincere, a person should feel humbled enough that I put my head down. So interestingly enough, in the Tachnun, the most important part is not what you said, but putting the head down and picking up afterwards. Also, that's but al kapanim, that's the first point over here. Vakoil yiras Hashem zekashkasa b'moishe vayisasa moishe mipanov mikiyorim avilakim v'aloshen azeh shel nefilas apayim hiskiru chazal gam b'chayis hakoydesh v'chein doshu chazal chayis hakoydesh neuflis al pneihem kidei shel yotzitzu b'fnei hashchina ki yishakasa v'chayis ritzoy v'shav chloima she'en reshoyis lahasakib boisim urutza ulohotis d'mailim rakiya noti aloishem ne'emes hashchina. Let's talk about this a little bit of a pneumistic union, but it's very much part of this. In Yecheskel, where he describes the Malachim and the Merkava, there's a pasuk v'chayos. The chayos are very high darga Malachim. It says Ritzoy v'shav. They run hither and fro. Is the old word used for it? It means they run forward and they fall and go back and forth. What's that all about? Let's take the mashal by people. You see, sometimes a person, like, he goes to do something, goes back. What exactly is going on? What's exactly happening to a person? Usually, it's, I feel I have to do something, but I'm afraid. It's too big on me. I can't do it. There is a conflicting emotion of wanting and needing to do something and being awed and saying, I can't do it. I'm afraid to do it. And maybe I shouldn't do it. That's the normal mahalach of Ritzon Shav in a person. So looking and understanding Shechina means that a person, we're talking about Malachim, we're talking about the Chayos, they catch a glimpse of something and then they are thrown back. Like, in other words, in the Habata Kaviyochel in Shechina, it's I go and then I can't. I go and I can't. And so obviously by Malachim, it's not exactly like people, but it means the appropriate mahalach of having a tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going forward and recoiling. That's the normal type of reaction. That's the way it should be. A person should want to have a glimpse, and then a person should fall back. If you want to take a look, you know, people speak about the Rambam. He did learn Kabbalah. He did not have extra Kabbalah. But everything that he wrote is built on an emes that reflects itself in every word that he says. And the Rambam says, and if you listen to it, if you listen to the Rambam's words, it's nishtoimim how much the Rambam's tfisa is it takes around Kol HaTorah. The Rambam speaks about Avinir. We've quoted this Rambam many times, but each time there's always another knaj over here. What's the derech to be? Oh yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I won't go through it. When a person is mispain and ma'isav ruv on the floor, ma'gdoilim, and he sees his chachma, she'en la'keretzu, oyev m'shaber and foyer mis'avet ha'vidol leil Hashem HaGadol. So a person is drawn tremendously. When a person is mispain into chachma, a person who has any type of lachluchas of chachma is drawn to it. Uker she'mechashe b'dvar ma'elo asma. And as he's thinking about this, miyad hu nirsa l'chayrav v'yefachet. He is immediately thrown back and overcome with fear. And he recognizes that he's an insignificant being standing in front of him dais. So listen, isn't that what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam learnt up the pasuk, the psukim in Cheskel, the Ratzoy Yishav, and this is exactly what he's saying. And the Rambam says, in the ultimate movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's never linear. It's for every step forward, I'm thrown back a step. Because the effect that it should have on the person is that effect. And that's what he says. V'zeo kemara habozok. V'loi kemara borok. Lifi shaborok u'mishtaleach lamata. U'bozok olav yoreit. So, I don't know, bozok is exactly some sort of flashes as opposed to a lightning that comes down on the ground. V'loshen bezek, v'loshen zikos. Which I think the meteor fire or some. V'dosh chazal kemara bezek. It's like when you have gefes when you have it's a type of fuel in a stove, it goes up and down. It's a type of fire created by the leftovers of zesim, and it goes up and down and so on. I want to add one more point over here, that it's something which is the mashal that he gives over here, or the dugma that he gives, is also incredibly shayach. When you burn olive oil, pure olive oil, the fire is straight and stands straight. The reason is because the oil is pure and oil burns, and that's the nature of it. When you burn the dregs of the olive. So if you take the guk, that's the gefes. If you take the guk and you use it as fuel, the problem is the oil is mixed with impurities. It's mixed with flesh also. So the fire goes up because it's using the oil. It dies down because of the junk that doesn't burn. Then there's more oil. So this flame jumping up and down is a toilada of its mixed, purity. In other words, the reason why we are near Talachayrav is because we are a barrier shfela and Shaykhim Batechayim and so on and so forth. In other words, it's whatever is lacking in us that all of a sudden says, who am I and where am I? So we'll hold it here. The first yisayid of Tachnun is, so Tachnun is halachically Atzuris Hatfila of Nefila. That's what Tachnun is. And like the Rambam says, Rambam's Hagdara, like always, is the Hagdara. It's Atzuris Tfila of Nefila, and Amiras Tachnunim while you're Neifel and Yoshev. The it comes after Shemayne Esra, he explains Rabbeinu Bahaya, because Shemayne Esra itself placed you as a Oymed Lifnei Hashem, and the first point of falling is an expression of Yira, of Bush and Yira. Who am I to have stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's when a Fila comes in. And in the big picture, this is Beklolius, the most appropriate reaction and relationship to Avodas Hashem. It's a step forward towards, and the knowledge overwhelms you in realization of who you are, and you pull back. And you come down. That's the mahalak over here that he says of it. Okay, hold it. Yeah. Shim, I think, is supposed to close this.
Is that connected with Yuridus and the Felis at all?
What?
Is that connected with Yuridus and the Felis at all?